愿大家平安，Peace, brothers and sisters。感谢主，我们能够还有一次机会来到他自己的脚前。
Thank the Lord for another opportunity to come before His feet。
大家可能不太习惯我，很快又一次的交通。
I think people are probably not used to the fact that I am sharing so quickly after the last time。
因为我也是比较临时接到的一个。要求。
Since this was somewhat of a last-minute request,
所以我今天就没有办法在New York 的聚会会堂里面跟大家一起来交通。
So I'm unable to go to the meeting place today in New York with everyone.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们相信主有他自己的安排跟他的恩典。
We trust that the Lord has His own arrangement and His own grace.
好，我们开始前还是有点祷告。
Let us again start with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
一切都是你的恩典。
Everything is your grace.
主啊，我们真的是没有什么可夸口的。
Lord, there's nothing we can boast in.
主啊，我们能够唯一的就是来到你自己的脚前，安静在你自己的脚前。
Lord, the only thing we can do is quiet ourselves and come before your feet.
我们向主说，主啊，请说，仆人们静听。
We say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
但愿我们在你面前，主有一个心愿。
Lord, may we have this desire in our hearts.
我们愿意一生一世在主的殿中瞻仰你的荣美。
That we are willing to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
因为你是我们唯一可以依靠的。
Because, Lord, you are the only thing we can rely on.
主啊，你是神的羔羊。
Lord, you are the Lamb of God.
主啊，无论羔羊往哪里去，我们都跟随。
And wherever the Lamb goes, so we follow.
主啊，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
但愿你今天纪念你的儿女们在你面前的聚集。
Lord, may you remember the gathering of your children before you.
我们等候在你面前。
We wait before your presence.
我们将感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We give all thanksgiving and praise to our Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，我想也是因为上一次两个礼拜前的交通，其实很多还没有交通的清楚透彻。
So 2 weeks ago when I shared, there was a lot that I wasn't able to share fully about.
所以也许这是主再给我们一次机会。
So perhaps this is another opportunity from the Lord.
那我想今天就继续上一次的交通，还是讲到拿细尔人的条例。
So I will continue with last time sharing and speak about the law of the Nazarites.
那上一次我们有提到拿细尔人，他是离俗，能够分别出来归给耶和华。
As we mentioned, that the Nazarite, law of the Nazarite is a vow that you separate yourself to belong to the Lord.
他在这里面所表现出来的就是一个忠心。
And what we see is a representation of someone who is faithful.
感谢主，因为他呼召一批特别的人。
And we thank the Lord that he has called this group a very unique group.
这个特别呢，不是特别的好。特别的突出。
And what's unique isn't that they're particularly good or very prominent.
这个特别是因为神要叫他们完全与世界分别。
But rather it is unique because the Lord wants them to be completely separated from the world.
这也就是为什么当主呼召他的门徒，以及今天主拯救的每一个我们这些蒙恩的儿女们，他盼望我们能够被分别出来。
And that is why today when the Lord has saved us, that he wants us who are his children to be separated from the world.
他在旧约的时候在以色列人身上所做的，今天继续做在我们身上。
And this work that he did in the Old Testament upon the Israelites, he is still doing upon us.
旧约这些条例都是影子。
And all these laws in the or ordinances in the Old Testament are all shadows.
但是今天要真真实实的在我们当中。
But today it must be real and true in our midst.
所以这为什么当我们读到民数记在第六章拿细尔人的条例的这个地方感觉特别的宝贵。
And this is why the law of the Nazarites in Numbers chapter 6 is so precious.
我们还是来念几个经节。
Let us still read a few passages.
还是第六章民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
我们念第一、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，无论男女许了特别的愿，就是拿细尔人的愿，要离俗归耶和华。
Again, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when a man or woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite to dedicate himself to the Lord.
这边讲了一个特别的愿。
Here it mentions a special vow.
这个愿呢是不是一个定规的。
This vow is not a requirement.
是你自己有心。
But it is something that you're willing in your heart.
然后这边就提到了这里有个条例。
And here it mentions that there is a vow or law.
那拿细尔的意思就是分别出来归主。
Now Nazarite means that you are separated to the Lord.
之前我们刚刚擘饼过。
So earlier we were breaking bread.
我想正好有一点很宝贵的。
And I think there's something very precious.
我们属天的拿细尔人就是我们的主耶稣。
Because our Lord Jesus is that heavenly Nazarite.
我本来这个是要在后面，但是我觉得我先拿到前面来交通。
So originally I was going to share this at the end, but I will share about it in the beginning first.
因为在拿细尔人在第六章结束到后面的时候，当拿细尔人他离俗的日子到了。
In the end of this chapter, towards the end of this chapter, it says when the days of his separation are fulfilled.
那我们知道之后他要到会幕门口，然后要献祭。
We know that he goes before the doorway of the tent of meeting and then offers the sacrifice.
那很奇妙的一件事情，这边他在第六章所讲到的，几乎把所有以色列人该献的祭，他离俗完之后，他几乎都要献一次。
And what's interesting is that all the different sacrifices that the Israelites are commanded to do.That after the days of his separation are fulfilled, that he has to sacrifice, do all of those offerings.
这是很特别的。
That is very unique.
但我们看到最后，先我们先到最后。
But let's go all the way to the end.
在二十节。
Verse 20.
祭司要拿这些作为摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇，这与所摇的胸、所举的腿同为圣物，归给祭司。然后拿细尔人可以喝酒。
Then the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. It is holy for the priest, together with the breast offered by waving and the thigh offered by lifting up. And afterward, the Nazarite may drink wine.
我们知道，当拿细尔人许愿的时候，开始第一个讲到就是他要远离清酒、浓酒，什么酒都不能喝。
We know that in the beginning, when it talks about the Nazarite vow.That he must abstain from wine and strong drink.
连醋都不能喝。
He cannot even drink vinegar.
然后一切我们知道葡萄树结的果子，不管是干的或者是新鲜的都不能吃。
And nor shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh or dry grapes.
那最后这里他满了日子说，拿细尔人可以喝酒。
And then here it says that after the days are fulfilled, that afterward the Nazarite may drink wine.
这不是表示说当他这个许愿的日子满了以后，他就回到原本的生活一样，所以他可以喝酒。
Now this is not saying that after the days of his separation are fulfilled, that he can go back to his old lifestyle, and that's why he can drink wine.
这里的酒，大家记不记得？主耶稣曾经也说过 一段话。
Now, when it speaks about wine here, does everyone remember the words of our Lord Jesus that he once said?
因为这个酒不一样了。
Because this wine is different.
在马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
我想大家都非常熟悉的。
I think everyone is very familiar with this verse.
当主耶稣他被卖的那一夜。
It was the night that our Lord Jesus was betrayed.
他们不是一起吃逾越节的晚餐吗？
Recall how they had eaten the Passover feast together.
然后他交代我们，他说我们要如此行，为的是纪念他。
And he said that we do this in remembrance of him.
我们刚刚也如此行，也纪念我们的主。
And earlier we had done the same in remembrance of our Lord.
在马太福音二十六章二十九节。
Now in Matthew 26 verse 29.
但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝那新的日子。
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
我们的主，他是属天的拿西尔人。
Now our Lord is that heavenly Nazarite.
他不再喝这葡萄汁，他不再好像地上这一切所有的享受，所有的他分别了。
We see that he is separated from all these enjoyments in the world.
他现在是一个献祭的羊羔。
He would now become the sacrificial lamb.
他要归给神。
And he would be given to God.
但是他说，直到一直等到在父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
But he says that it is until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
在原文里面呢，这个新的那日子呢，喝那新的那日子，其实就是喝另外一种新的。
And here when it says new, it is referring to a different kind or something that is new.
就是这边拿西尔人，当他们献给神了，分别归给神了，他们日子满足了，他们要一样，在这里意思一样，他们要喝那个酒，是另外一种新的。
And that is the same here regarding the Nazarite when the day of the separation are fulfilled, that he will drink this wine. It is a new wine of a different kind.
我这边再稍微多解释一点。
So let me explain a little more.
很奇妙，我们知道我们主耶稣他虽然是诞生在伯利恒。
You know, it's amazing. Even though our Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
人称他为拿撒勒人耶稣。
People call him Jesus of Nazareth.
然后呢，在讲到这里的时候，在路加福音其实第二章就有说，就像应验的经上所说的拿撒勒人。
And we know that in Luke chapter 2, it mentions that this is to fulfill what was spoken by the prophets that he would be called a Nazarene.
那应验就是应验旧约所说的。
And that is fulfilling what is in the Old Testament.
但旧约如果你去查，你查不出来有一个地方叫拿撒勒的地方。
But in the Old Testament, if you search, there is no place called Nazareth.
那为什么又要说应验呢？
So why does it say it fulfills?
那我们来看在以赛亚书十一章。
But let us turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章第一节。
In chapter 11 verse 1.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实。
Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse and a branch.From his roots will bear fruit.
那中文这边我们看不出来。
Now it's not obvious from the Chinese.
英文呢，它讲到也看不出来。
And even in the English, you can't really tell.
但是在希伯来文原文里面呢，这个枝子发的一条枝子。
And however, if you read the Hebrew, it mentions this branch that is springing from, or the shoot that is springing out of the stem.
这个枝子呢，它希伯来文的发音就是拿撒勒人。
And actually, in Hebrew, it is pronounced Nazareth.
那它的原文意思呢，就是那个分支，就是被分别出来的意思。
And in the original meaning, it is that this springs out of, so it is being separated.
那也就是跟拿细尔人这个字的字根呢是一样的。
And it is the same root word as the word Nazarite.
我们感谢主，
We thank the Lord.
他是属天的真拿细尔人。
He is the heavenly true Nazarite.
所以我们今天要跟随羔羊，这位神的羔羊，
Today we are following the Lamb of God.
因为他是属天的真拿细尔人。
Because he is the heavenly and true Nazarite.
所以为什么在这个民数记里面，这一个第六章，它其实就短短的27节而已。
So in these short 27 verses in number 6,
非常宝贵。
it's very precious.
主耶稣不仅他成为我们的中保，他也是我们跟神之间一个最宝贵，能够带领我们进入神的家的一个榜样。
Not only is he our mediator, but he is also that good example for us to enter into God's house.
记不记得他在那个花园里面，客西马里园的祷告？
Do you remember his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane?
他说：“父啊，照着你的意思，不要照着我的意思。
He said, Father, not my will, but your will be done.
”他愿意、甘心乐意的把自己献给神。
He was willing and pleased to offer himself.
这个代价是一个极大的代价，
And that was such a heavy price.
就像我们上一次有交通到拿细尔人，他有这个心愿，但是当他要守这个心愿的时候，他所付的代价是极大的。
And just as we said, the Nazarite last time, the Nazarite has this heart. To take this vow, but he must also pay a heavy price.
他要把地上一切的享受，把地上一切所有的放下。
He must set aside all the enjoyments of this world.
酒代表那个喜乐，
Wine represents that happiness or joy,
他不能饮用。
but he cannot take of it.
然后他还要剃，留把头发那个不用剃头的刀剃发，他要留长了。
And he cannot allow any razor to come upon his head, but he must allow his hair to grow long.
在当时候的背景，留长发是一个羞辱。
And we know that in the cultural background, that long hair was a shame.
因为他要有个见证，
Because he needed a testimony.
这个羞辱是一个代价，
That this shame is a cost.
分别为圣的代价。
The cost of separation.
我们都知道，亚伦是一个大祭司。
We know that Aaron was a high priest.
我们的主在希伯来书也提到，他是真的大祭司。
And our Lord Jesus, as is mentioned in Hebrews, is the true high priest.
我们知道亚伦他的头上有一个字，
We know that there is a word on Aaron's head.
归耶和华为圣，
Holiness unto the Lord.
就是这里拿细尔人讲到要离俗归耶和华，一模一样。
It is the same as here where it says to dedicate himself to the Lord.
在这个条例里面，因为他留了长发，所以在第五节，
And because he has had long hair, then as it says in verse 5,
在他一切许愿离俗的日子，不可用剃头刀剃头，要由发髻长长了。他要圣洁，直到离俗归耶和华的日子满了。
On the days of his vow of separation, no razor shall pass over his head. He shall be holy until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord.
所以这个条例，其实当我们第六章，如果你念了很多遍，你会发现，就是 归耶和华, 一直重复, 一直重复。
And if you read chapter 6 several times, you see this phrase come up many times, separate himself to the Lord.
感谢我们的主, 他自己是属天的真拿细耳人。
We thank the Lord, he is that true Nazarite.
他也要盼望我们, 也成为一个跟随他的拿细耳人。
And he hopes that we will be one, a Nazarite who follows him.
我们知道这边提到的, 其实他要的是一个忠心的一个结果。
We know that here what he wants is the result of being faithful.
虽然人数一定是少的,
even though the number must be few,
虽然这个呼召是要付极大的代价,
and even though this call requires a great price to be paid.
我们看他如果看第五节，不，第五章有一个经节，就是代表的这个忠心的结果。
We see in chapter 5, there is the result of being faithful.
第五章其实讲到的一些条例，特别在后面，大部分是讲不忠心的这些的律例典章。
And chapter 5 mainly is about the laws regarding unfaithfulness.
它讲到很多的污秽,
speaks of defilement.
但是我们就看一节,
but let's just read one verse.
在28节,
verse 28.
若妇人没有被玷污, 却是清洁的, 就要免受这灾, 且要怀孕。
But if the woman has not defiled herself and is clean, she will then be free and conceive children.
这里代表没有被玷污，确实是清洁的。
It says, not defiled herself and is clean.
有个结果,
there is one result.
且要怀孕,
conceive children.
他说 conceive seed.
Or seed, as it says in the King James.
就是你有个后裔, 因为忠心, 你有后裔会出来。
And because you are faithful, so the seed will come from you.
这个seed就是拿细耳人。
And that seed is the Nazarite.
我上一次, 在马拉基书有用到, 一个经文。
Now remember that last time I mentioned this verse in Malachi.
在马拉基书, 我们还在念一下, 第二章。
In Malachi chapter 2,
第十五节,
in verse 15,
虽然神有灵的余力能造多人, 他不是单造一人吗? 为何只造一人呢? 乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔。
And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed?
这边讲到神有灵的余力能造多人。
Here it mentions the residue of the Spirit and that he could make many.
这是中文讲到，但是事实上在原文里面就讲神有灵的余。
But actually, if you read the original language, it says that God has the remnant of the Spirit.
神有一个
there is this spirit of the remnant or the few.
他愿人能够得到虔诚的后裔。
And what he wanted was to seek a godly offspring.
虽然是余数, 所以是少数中的少数。
Even though it is a remnant, so it's a minority within a minority.
但是会得到 这个后裔,
but there will be this offspring or seed.
就是我们刚刚那边念的,
which is what we read earlier in Numbers.
所以我们可以看见, 其实在神的心中, 这就是他要的。
And we see that this is what God wants in his heart.
本来带领以色列人出来, 在他心中是人人都是拿细耳人。
Now in God's heart, when he led the Israelites out, he was hoping that each person would be a Nazarite.
因为把他们从埃及带出来,
because he has taken them out of Egypt.
分别从世界里面分别出来。
And they were separated from the world.
神只有一个目的。
He had one purpose.
叫他们能够来侍奉神。
That they could serve the Lord.
忠心的侍奉神。
That they could be faithful in serving God.
所以为什么在我们看到这边拿细耳人的条例特别宝贵。
So we see that this law of the Nazarites is particularly precious.
在利未记里面我们知道或者是在在就是摩西五经里面除了这一章以外没有特别为这个条例提出来的。
We see that in the entire Pentateuch that other than this chapter, the law of the Nazarites was not mentioned particularly.
那些律例典章定规好像成为这一般人所要求的。
Those laws and those ordinances were all for the for every person.
但神实在知道我们。
But God knows us.
他知道我们是软弱的。
He knows that we're weak.
他知道他的百姓总是会抱怨，总是好像里面会有一个背叛的心。
He knows that his people will always have complaining and also this heart of dissatisfaction.
直到当我们主来了以后，到新约这样子一个两千多年的历史里面。
And after our Lord has come, we see in these 2,000 years of history.
当主耶稣来，他也很只简单的说，来跟从我。
And when the Lord Jesus was here, he said simply, come follow me.
但是必须这样讲，很普遍的，我们愿意接受救恩，感谢主。
Now, unfortunately, we see the situation everywhere. We all thank the Lord that we're willing to receive the gospel.
但是我们真的愿意忠心的跟随他，却是余数。
But there's only a remnant, a few, who are willing to faithfully follow the Lord.
所以在这里我们看见这第六章拿细耳人的条例是真的非常宝贵。
So here we see that this law of the Nazarites is truly precious.
我们再来念一节，我们就知道神怎么看拿细耳人是这么宝贵的意念。
Now let us read another verse, and this shows us how precious it does God view the Nazarites.
我们来看耶利米哀歌。
Let us take a look at Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse
7. 锡安的贵胄素来比雪纯净，比奶更白，他们的身体比红宝玉更红，像光润的蓝宝石一样。
Her Nazarites were purer than snow, they were whiter than milk.They were more ready in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire.
中文讲锡安的贵胄。
Now in Chinese, it mentions the consecrated or precious ones of Zion.
那我们今天看英文 King James 的或达比的版本呢？这边原文的意思，这个贵胄就是拿细耳人。
But we see in the King James or in Darby.Following the original, that this consecrated ones is actually referring to Nazarites.
我们知道耶利米哀歌是耶利米为着神的百姓在那里悲哀，他们的处境，他们的属灵光景，在那里悲哀。
We know that Lamentations was written as Jeremiah was weeping over the condition of the Israelites.
神所兴起的先知。一直警告他们，一直呼叫他们，不要，不要，不要。
You see how God's prophets and God's messengers kept warning the Israelites, do not, do not, do not.
他们跟世界掺杂混杂。
But they were mixed with the world.
他们跟当地的风俗习惯混杂。
They were mixed with the currents and the ways of the people around them.
他们甚至在那里在那个丘坛上面他们拜外邦人的神。
And even on all those high places, they worshipped the Gentile gods.
神兴起了先知们在那里好像 在那里哭求百姓回头。
We see how God was weeping and God rose, raised up these prophets so that they would cry out to the people for them to repent.
在这里有一节很宝贵的经节。
And there's one very precious verse.
他说，拿细耳人啊，素来比雪纯净，比奶更白，他的身体比红宝玉更红，像光润的蓝宝石一样。
Her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than corals. Their polishing was like lapis lazuli.
神所要的拿细耳人在哪里呢？
Where are these Nazarites that God wants?
我们说，我们真的被主的血洗得比雪更白。
You know that we have been washed by the Lord's blood and we are whiter than snow.
我们本来是尘土。
We were originally dust.
我们本来是火炉的材料。
We were materials for the lake of fire.
今天神拯救了我们。
But today the Lord has saved us.
但是神还在呼召。
But God is still calling.
因为我们跟这个世界又 混杂在一起。
Because we have been mixed with this world.
而且是普遍的。
And this is prevalent everywhere.
我们把世界的好当作是我们的好。
What the world sees as good, we have made our own.
我们为了讨好世界的人。
And in order to be pleasing to the people of the world.
我们为了要传福音
，In order to preach the gospel，
没错，我们为了要按照主的吩咐，我们去把福音传给世人，希望更多人能得救。
Now it is true we are following God's commands. We are preaching the gospel to those around the world that more people may be saved.
我们希望在社区当中，在人面前，好像有个好的见证。
And we want a good testimony before the people around us, before the people in the neighborhood.
这些都是非常宝贵、非常好的意念。
And these are very precious and very good thoughts.
但是不要忘记了。
But do not forget.
我们仍旧是个罪人。
We are sinners.
虽然我们是蒙恩的罪人。
Although we are sinners saved by grace.
我们已经有主的生命。
We have our Lord's life.
但是我们这个魂还需要被对付。
But our soul must be dealt with.
这就是像以色列百姓从埃及出来了。到了旷野。
Recall the Israelites when they left Egypt and they entered the wilderness.
但当他们受到试探试炼的时候，他们的心，他们的魂又回到了埃及。
When they were tested and tried, however, their hearts, their souls returned to Egypt.
今天我们有心服侍，有心奉献给主。
Today we have this desire to serve and to offer ourselves to the Lord.
这是宝贵的。
And that is precious.
但是我们要小心。
But we must be careful.
我们却用了世界的好。
We used the good in the world.
我们为了要见证在社区的好。
And in order to testify of goodness in the neighborhood.
我们把神要我们的分别都忘了。
We forgot about the separation that God wants us to do.
我们用了世界的方式，人的方式来讨好。是的。
We use the world's ways, people ways, to be pleasing to the people in the world.
有时候甚至不是我们有意的。
And sometimes it's not even what we wanted to do.
我们里面就是受到这些世界的影响非常的深。
But we have been deeply influenced by the world.
所以我们都不知道我们做了那个不讨神喜悦的事。
So we don't even realize that what we did was displeasing to the Lord.
所以这是我们要提醒的。
So this is what we must be reminded of.
以色列人是我们的一个例子。
The Israelites are our example.
教会两千年来有更多的例子。
There are even more examples in 2,000 years of church history.
这为什么在启示录七个教会里面有五个教会神都是责备的。
And that is why of the seven churches in Revelation, there were five for which God rebuked.
以弗所是一个非常非常明白 神心意的教会。
You know that Ephesus was a church that really understood God's purpose.
保罗在以弗所，他说我没有把任何一样都不跟你们讲的。
And Paul even said that there was not one thing that he did not hide from the Ephesians.
我们知道保罗在以弗所待了三年多。
We know that Paul was in Ephesus for 3 years.
他每天跟每天在推拉鲁学房跟他们讲解神的真理、神的道，每天。
And we know that each day he would speak in the house of Tyrannus and speak daily for those 2 to 3 years.
整整讲了两年。
Oh, he spoke for 2 years.
有人计算，他一天大概至少要讲5到6个钟头。
Someone estimated that each day he would probably speak and reason for 5 to 6 hours.
所以为什么我们知道在以弗所书，神把一个那么高的启示，借着保罗写以弗所书写出来。
And that is why God had this very high revelation in Ephesians that God wanted Paul to write.
但以弗所教会在启示录七封书信里面，第一个就提到他。
And we see that in the 7 churches in Revelation that Ephesus was the first one that was mentioned.
神责备他。
And God rebuked them.
因为他们放松了。
Because they had gone loose.
神说你丢弃了起初的爱。
God said you have left your first love.
但是你知道吗？这其中的严重性有多大？
But do you realize how serious this is?
当他们放松了，
After let go.
很多东西，世界的东西，观念，哲学，都进来了。
And many concepts, many philosophies, many ideas of the world entered.
相信他们对神话语的理解，他们不会做出什么离经叛道。就是这些我们一看就知道不好的事。
Now we know because they understood the word that they would not do anything that was very obviously wrong.
但是他们把世界的好带进来。
But they brought in the good of the world.
我们都知道当人称这些跟随耶稣的人叫基督徒是从安提阿起手的。
We know that the people first called the believers Christians in Antioch.
其实在当时讲基督徒并不是一个什么好名称。
Actually, during that time, Christian was a derogatory term.
他们只是给这些人起个绰号而已。
They just wanted to give these people a nickname.
这个绰号就根据他们的外表或根据他们的行事为人的一个好像归纳出来的一个绰号。
Or this was like a nickname that was assigned to these people because of their way of life or their outward appearance.
这些人不是都是犹太人。
They were not all Jews.
这些人有希腊人。
There were even some Greeks.
也有罗马人。
There were some Romans.
还有当地的一些地方的人士。
And there were some locals in the area.
但是很奇妙的，他们却聚在一起。
But it's very amazing because they were all gathered together.
因为犹太人是不跟外邦人来往的。
We know that the Jews had no interactions with the Gentiles.
每一个民族，每一种人都有他自己骄傲的地方。
And each nation or each tribe or race was proud of its own culture.
但这些人却能够在一起。
And yet these people could all be together.
所以他们不知道称，他们不能称这些人是犹太人。
So these people could not be called Jewish.
虽然外表有些地方好像犹太教。
Even though on the outwards there were a few things that were similar to Judaism.
但又不是。
But it was not the same.
但是他们知道有一个特点。
But there was one unique feature.
这些都是跟随耶稣基督的人。
These were all people who followed Jesus Christ.
所以基督徒呢，其实要更白话一点，就是基督人。
So really, Christian means Christ people
or Christ man.
Or Christ man.
这就是他们的绰号。
And that was their nickname.
他们对他们也许没什么特别的兴趣。
And perhaps they were not interested in this group of people.
因为在当时，安提阿那个地方其实是一个非常腐败、非常道德，败坏的地方。
And because actually, and during that time, Antioch was a very corrupt and immoral place.
我没有时间把它的背景讲给大家听。
I don't have time to talk about the background of the city.
如果你有兴趣，你可以去查。
But if you're interested, you can go do your own research.
在主耶稣那个时候，或者是在更早的时候，真的是一个非常。是一个非常大的城市，第三大城。
During the time of Jesus, and even a little before, it was the third largest city in the world.
罗马第一大。
Rome was the largest city.
以弗所第二大。
Ephesus was the second largest.
安提阿，叙利亚的安提阿第三大。
And Antioch of Syria was the third largest.
但是就在这一帮人，他们跟随耶稣。
But in this group of people who followed the Lord Jesus,
人家不知道他们在干嘛。
People did not know what they were doing.
但知道跟他们都不一样。
But they knew that this people was different from everyone else.
完全是从这个世界，这个败坏的世界分别出来。
They were completely separated from this world.
基督的馨香之气就自然从他们这个聚集的地方就散发出来。
And that aroma of Christ naturally spread out from this group of people.
这就是见证。
And that is testimony.
那我们还是再回来，在拿西人这个地方，我们再来看几个地方非常宝贵。为什么神要有拿西人
？Now let us come and look at some more passages regarding the Nazarites. Why did the Lord want these Nazarites?
我们知道，在拿西人是有心愿。
We know that the Nazarites had this desire in their hearts.
但是刚刚有提到，我知道我们每一个是在蒙了主这么大的恩典，我们知道主爱我们，所以我们也愿意爱他。
Now we all know that because we have received so much grace from the Lord, because we know how much the Lord loves us, that we also have this desire in our hearts to love Him back.
我也知道很多弟兄姐妹真的有这个心愿奉献，愿意把自己献给主。
And I know that brothers and sisters have this desire to offer their hearts, offer themselves to the Lord.
就像拿西人这样子。
Just like these Nazarites.
但是在我们读到在第九节到第十二节这个地方有一个事情。
But here in number 6, verse 9 through 12, we see there's one particular matter.
他要求要有极大的警醒。
And it says that we must be on the alert.
好，民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
在他离俗归耶和华的一切日子，不可挨近死尸。
All the days of his separation to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead person.
好，那我们直接念第九节。若在他旁边忽然有人死了，以致沾染了他离俗的头，他要在第七日得洁净的时候剃头。
But if a man dies very suddenly beside him and he defiles his dedicated head of hair, then he shall shave his head on the day when he becomes clean, and he shall shave it on the seventh day.
然后后面第八日他要献祭。
And on the eighth day he would offer sacrifice.
好，那我们先不念那里了。
And we won't read that for now.
这边讲到他会沾染会不小心，是不管是有意的无意的，他会沾染死尸而不洁净。
Here it speaks about a man dies very suddenly beside him and he defiles himself. Now this could be intentional or unintentional, but it's very sudden.
所以这里提醒我们，我们有心愿，我们愿意奉献给神，但是有一个很重要的，我们要警醒。
So here it shows us that we have this desire in our hearts to offer ourselves to the Lord. But very importantly, we must be alert.
就像以弗所会放松，就是因为不警醒。
And look at Ephesus. They were, they became, they let go because they were not alert.
不警醒就会沾染死尸，就会变不洁净。
And if you're not alert or careful, then you will accidentally encounter a dead body and you will become unclean.
你看他这边，那还有提到说他的父母或兄弟姐妹死了，这个就是表示说，有时候好像我们真的是不得已的，我们不是有意要沾染死尸，甚至有时候是在路旁就碰到了，但是呢，不管是什么原因，我们好像觉得说，哎，我不小心的，那就算了，没关系。
And some, it shows us, even in verse 7, that he shall not make himself unclean for his father or his mother or his brother or sister. So it is possible that it was not intentional, but you suddenly, either a family member or sometimes you were walking on the way, you suddenly encountered a dead body, then you see that, you may think that because it was unintentional, then it's fine.
但是这边神要的就是要我们完全的分别，完全的洁净。
But here, what God wants is that we are wholly dedicated, wholly separated to the Lord.
所以要警醒。
So we must be alert.
没有任何理由。
There is no excuse.
在以西结书33章第5节有讲到说，他若警醒，便是救了自己的生命。
We see even in Ezekiel chapter 33 that...
verse 5.
Chapter 33, verse 5. He's heard the sound of the trumpet, but not take warning. His blood will be on himself. But had he taken warning, he would have delivered his life.
对，这边说，他若受警戒，便是救了自己的生命。
Again, it says, but had he taken warning, he would have delivered his life.
所以这里有个提醒。
So there is a reminder here.
警醒会救了自己的生命。
That if you are alert, you will deliver your own life.
记不记得主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候，他交代门徒在旁边等候警醒，但是门徒们却睡着了。
Remember when our Lord Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane, that he instructed the disciples to be alert and to watch and pray, but they fell asleep.
那主耶稣对他们说了什么呢？
And what did the Lord Jesus say?
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
He said, "Watch and pray, in case, lest you fall into temptation."
警醒
，that is to be alert.
在拿细耳人在他离俗的日子，最重要的不单单有这个心愿，但是要警醒。
You see that that the Nazarite has this desire in his heart, but you must be alert.
否则，我们看啊。他第八日，就是他第七日呢，要剃头。
Otherwise, as we saw in number 6, that on the 8th day he would shave his head, or the 7th day he would shave his head.
然后第八日要重新献祭。
And on the 8th day he would once again offer sacrifice.
一直做赎罪祭，一直做燔祭。
That one for the sin offering and the other for a burnt offering.
然后呢，他前面。这个离俗归耶和华的日子呢，都不算了。
And then the former days will be void because his separation was defiled.
你看，神没有任何一点可以妥协的。
You see that before God, there is nothing that we can compromise on.
神在这里好像比其他没有愿意把自己献上当做拿细耳人。在这里反而更严格。
It seems like God is even more strict here than before people who did not even offer themselves to be a Nazarite.
神是严格的。
God is very strict.
我们今天心很软。
Today our hearts are very soft or weak.
耳朵很软。
And our ears are weak.
我们对自己也很放松。
And we are not very strict with ourselves.
对弟兄姐妹们也放松。
And we relax towards other brothers and sisters.
当然，有时候我们要安慰有软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Of course, we also need to comfort those who are weak.
但是我们不能去宠。
But we cannot spoil them.
对自己也一样。
And it's same for ourselves.
没关系，这个没关系，偶尔一下没有关系。
Oh, it's okay. You just, it's only once in a while. It's okay.
慢慢的，我们就越来越松。
But gradually, you become more and more loose.
结果，前面的日子都突然归于突然。
And it says the former days will be void.
重新开始。
You start over again.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这样的失败，其实有非常特别的操练。
We see that through this failure that there is a very unique exercise.
因为叫我们认识自己。
Because this causes us to recognize ourselves.
在圣经中啊，我们看到很多例子，起头很好，但后面却失败了。
In the Bible, we see many examples of people who started out good, but later on had failures.
起头大家都说有心。
At the beginning, everyone had this heart.
记不记得以色列百姓当摩西颁布律法的时候，以色列百姓说，凡神所说的，我们必定遵守。
Now remember what happened when the law was being given, that the Israelites told Moses, all that the Lord has said, we will do.
不用怀疑他们的心，这些都是真实的。
We don't need to doubt their heart. This is all true, this was all real.
他们在神面前，这是真实的心愿。
And before God, this was their true desire.
可惜，大部分以色列百姓不认识自己。
But unfortunately, the majority of the Israelites did not recognize themselves.
所以我们看，很快的，环境一稍微有点震荡，他们就抱怨。
And unfortunately, we see that as long as the circumstances changed a little bit, they would begin to complain or murmur.
这就是因为我们不认识自己。
This happens because we don't recognize ourselves.
在教会历史，更多的例子看见，起头很好，结果却失败了。
And in church history, we see even more examples where the beginning was great, but later on, there was failure.
所以这里的教训是非常好的一个操练。
So this lesson is a very good exercise.
虽然失败了。
Although you fail.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
人叫我们认识自己，也叫我们能够谦卑。
It causes us to recognize ourselves and also causes us to be humble.
因为学习到不信任自己。
Because we learn not to trust in ourselves.
我们比较容易学习到不信任别人。
It is easy for us to learn not to trust others.
因为我们总觉得自己受伤害。
Because we always feel that we are hurt.
有些事情其实是神允许的。
But some things are what God allows.
只不过借着其中的环境。
But he just uses the circumstances.
但我们看不见。
But we don't see it.
所以我们抱怨环境。
And we complain about the circumstances.
或抱怨神借着某位弟兄或 某位姐妹的手，我们抱怨他，是他亏欠我。
Or sometimes, through God's work, we actually complain about a brother or sister, and we say that it was that person who hurt us.
如果我们从这里看见这个失败带来一个很特别的操练的时候，我们就学会了功课。
But here we see that through this failure that it brings an important lesson, and then we will learn this important exercise. Then we will learn the lesson.
我们会认识自己。
We recognize ourselves.
然后我们会知道，我们很多这个心是好的。但是却需要被神的十字架对付。
We realize that our hearts may be good, but it needs to be dealt with by the cross.
因为神知道我们。
Because God knows us.
在我们在奉献给主，在我们服侍主的时候，其实在我们里面都一直有属肉体的因素存在。
When we offer ourselves to the Lord, when we are willing to give ourselves to the Lord, there's always this matter of the flesh.
所以这时候就需要被洁净，所以第七日剃头，第八日献祭。
And at this time we need to be cleansed. So on the seventh day you shave your head. On the eighth day you offer the sacrifice.
所以这个第八日代表着一个我们再一次的奉献。
So this eighth day represents a new offering.
这一次就不一样了。
And this time is different.
因为再一次的奉献代表基督的他的死 以及代表基督，他光照了我们。
Because this time it shows us that the light of Christ has shone upon us.
他这边提到了死嘛。
Here it mentions death.
所以这一次更宝贵。
So this time it's even more precious.
就代表好像 一切，他说重新来过嘛，所以一切都是新的开始。
So it says that they start again, so this is like a new beginning.
你看在圣经里面有个很好的例子，彼得。
There's a very good example if we take a look at Peter.
彼得不是每一次都拍胸脯吗？别人会跌倒，我觉得不会。
Remember how Peter would often say boldly, other people may fail, but I will not.
他不是说假的。
He wasn't trying to come up with a lie.
你看他可以为了保护我们的主，他把刀子拿出来砍了大祭司那个仆人的耳朵。
We see how he wanted to protect his Lord, so he even took out the sword and he cut off the ear of the high priest's servant.
所以他爱主不是假的。
So we know that his love for the Lord was not fake.
但问题他不认识他自己。
The problem is he did not know himself.
他前面讲了很多的话。
Earlier he spoke many words.
都代表真的他有心。
It shows that he had this desire.
但主让他在环境上面，就这样一下子，好像他碰到死尸一样。
But God allowed him to through the circumstances as if he just touched this dead body.
他可以三次否认主。
He could deny the Lord three times.
他甚至可以起誓说：“我绝对不认识这个人。”
He could even swear an oath and say, "I definitely do not know this person."
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他有了第二次。
He had the second time.
当他重新被主恢复了
，and after he was again restored by the Lord，
当主在约翰福音，我们知道跟他那最后那一段的对话。
We remember that last conversation in the Gospel of John。
他不一样。
Now he was different。
当他再一次把自己奉献
，when he once again offered himself to the Lord，
这时候他所跟随的羔羊。是真对他是真真实实的。
This time the lamb that he followed was real to him.
这时候神可以开始用他了。
And now God could begin to use him.
不止彼得，还有很多例子。
Peter is not the only example. There are many other examples.
因为时间的关系啊，我们知道之后呢，他满了离俗的日子啊，在第十三节，第六章第十三节。
Now, because of time, let us go to Numbers chapter 6, verse 13.
拿细尔人满了离俗的日子，仍有这条例，人要领他到会幕门口。
Now, this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, he shall bring the offering to the doorway of the tent of meeting.
那日子满了。
Now the days are fulfilled.
好像神满意了。
God is satisfied.
这时候他要到会幕门口。
Now he goes before the doorway of the tent of meeting.
我们知道那时候会幕门口就是以色列百姓，来好像来听神的话的地方。
We know that the doorway of the tabernacle was where the Israelites listened to God's words.
那我们看到后面他就有开始献祭了。
And now we see that he begins to offer those different sacrifices.
我们一开始讲他这边献的祭哦，很奇妙。几乎把所有那个立位祭呢，那些讲的祭都摆上了。
And as we said earlier, it's amazing that it seems like all the sacrifices or offerings mentioned in Leviticus are all mentioned here.
通常献祭都是在一个在他在这些律例典章里面都讲到什么时候或者是什么情况等等有哪些祭。
Now we see in the different laws and ordinances, usually it's when there's this particular time or this particular circumstance that you offer a certain sacrifice.
但因着有一个拿细耳人被分别出来，被归给神，而且满了这个许愿的日子。
But now we see this Nazarite who has offered himself to belong to the Lord and now has fulfilled the days of the separation.
我们才知道在旧约里面在立位记里面，在整个里面所讲的所有的献祭，原来就是拿细耳人可以满足。
And we see that all these different offerings that are mentioned in Leviticus, that only the Nazarite can fulfill them.
这是神他的心意。
This is God's desire.
所以为什么我们刚才念的那个耶利米哀歌那个神他看拿细耳人是这么的，你看他的形容宝贵，这么的宝贵。
And that is why, as we saw in the earlier passages, that this description of the Nazarites is so precious.
这么多祭里面，我想也没时间提，但是我就提一个，也是很特别的。
So we know that there's many different offerings mentioned here. We don't have time, so I'll just mention one very unique one.
18节有一个平安祭。
The peace offering is mentioned in verse 18.
平安祭里面，他要献一个公羊。
For the peace offering, you have to offer a ram, a male sheep.
事实上，那个指的就是我们的主基督。And
of course, that is referring to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，这个平安祭很特别的，拿细人把他离俗的时候，他所留的长发要剪下来，剃下来。And
it's very unique. We see that the Nazarite will take the dedicated hair of his head that was during the separation, and he will shave it.
然后呢，他要把离俗头上的发放在平安祭下的火上烧了。He
will take the dedicated hair of his head and put it on the fire, which is under the sacrifice of the peace offerings.
我们在立位记里面，所有的献祭里面，没有看到有个人属于个人的东西能够献上献祭的。
We see in Leviticus, there is not a single offering where you can take something that belongs, that was from you, and put it in the sacrifice.
然而在这里，却是一个特别的例子。But
this is one unique example.
拿细人要把他离俗的头发，就是那个忠心的见证。He
will take that dedicated hair of his head, which is the testimony of being faithful.
那个付代价的见证。That
testimony of paying the price.
放在祭坛的火上,
now put it on the fire of the offering.
所以这个供物是很特别的。
So this is a very unique offering.
所以当跟公羊还有这个头发一起在烧的时候,
So when it is burned along with the ram,
我们看见好像基督他自己的献祭跟 我们的献祭在这一个平安祭上有一个交通，有个fellowship.
We see how there seems to be this fellowship of the offering of Christ with our offering.
奇不奇妙?
Is that not amazing?
而且这是在会幕门口。
And this is before the doorway of the tabernacle.
所以这里有一个拿细耳人。
So here we see a Nazarite.
旁边围着 以色列百姓就是会众。
We see that around are the entire congregation of the Israelites.
从个人这一个跟我们主这个奉献的交通里面带到会众。
We see that that what is offered here, that it is brought to the entire congregation.
这是极美的一个见证。
That is such a beautiful testimony.
不仅仅如此。
And not only that.
当这个见证交通在全体里面,
and when this testimony is fellowshipped in the entire body,
刚刚讲的所有的祭全部在这个见证上面都献过了。
We see that all these offerings are sacrificed underneath that testimony.
神满意了。
God is satisfied.
然后就是我们一开始提到的, 然后拿细耳人可以喝酒。
Then it says, afterward, the Nazarite may drink wine.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是当我们主说他要喝那新的日子。
It is as our Lord said that he will drink it new on that day.
这真的是主的心愿。
This is our Lord's heart.
最后,
finally,
我们看见当这些条例完成了。
And finally, we see when all of these ordinances, these laws are completed,
有一个事情发生,
we see that something happens.
在22节到最后, 27节,
from verse 22 to verse 27,
我们看见耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉亚伦和他儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福。
And then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel.
说愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them.
这个祝福是给以色列百姓的。
This blessing is to the people of Israel.
今天在会幕门口。
Today before the doorway of the tabernacle.
当这些祭献上以后。
After these sacrifices are offered.
这个祝福却是临到，不是只有因为拿细人完成了这个祭司给他祝福，不是的。
This isn't that the Nazarite has now completed this dedication and the priest gives him the blessing.
没有，这个祝福是给全会众的。
But rather, this blessing goes to the entire congregation.
所以这个祝福是在神的掌权之下来到的。
So this blessing comes from God's authority.
若是余数，若是余民被分别归给神。
That if this remnant is separated and dedicated to the Lord.
那就给了神将他意念赐给全教会的机会。
Then God has this opportunity to fulfill this blessing to the entire church.
这有没有一点像在启示录提到的腓拉铁菲教会？
Does this not sound a bit like Philadelphia mentioned in Revelation?
全教会因着少数的人的忠心可以得到祝福。
We see that the entire church is blessed because of the faithfulness of a few.
这个忠心就是神呼召的得胜者。
And this faithfulness is the overcomers that the Lord has called.
所以为什么在今天这么如此黑暗的世界里面，特别是在普遍神百姓里面，在基督教里面，神要呼召得胜者呢？
And that is why today we see the condition around the world and in particular of God's people. And today he calls people to overcome.
因为我们太多掺杂。
Because we have too much mixture.
他要有一批虽然即便是少数中的少数愿意分别出来归给耶和华。
And he wants a group of people, even if they are the smallest of a minority, that they would be separated and give themselves to the Lord.
我们的主他要得到一批无论羔羊往哪里去都跟随。
What God wants is a group of people that wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
这是在启示录里面提到的。
And we know this is mentioned in Revelation.
启示录里面提到羔羊的经节总共28节。
You see that there are 28 verses in Revelation that mention the lamb.
那次数的话30几次。
And there are about 30 plus times.
都是羔羊。
All mention the lamb.
所以这个分别离俗的日子产生的结果不知道对全会众对教会有多大的影响。
So if you look at this dedication, this time of separation to the Lord, we don't know how great a blessing it brings to the church.
这个影响一方面全会众得着祝福。
Or rather, how great this influence is. We see that one result is blessing to the entire church.
另外一方面就是神他完成了他的工作，他可以很快回来。
On the other hand, our Lord has now finished his work and he can quickly come back.
这就是新妇要装饰整齐的预备。
This is the preparation of the bride to be adorned and ready.
否则我们都知道来的脚步近了，来的脚步近了。但是呢
，Because we all know that the footsteps are drawing near, that his return is near. But then what?
我们还是继续跟世界混杂吗
？Do we continue to be mixed with the world?
那我们永远预备不好。
Then we will never be prepared.
所以在这个经节里面在26节说 愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
As it says again in Numbers chapter 6, verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
一个深处的平安安置在他百姓，安置在他所喜悦的百姓当中。
A deep peace that rests upon the people whom he loves.
拿细人不再仅仅是个条例而已了。
Now the law of the Nazarites is not just the law.
因为主耶稣他自己就是属天的真拿细人。
Because our Lord Jesus is that heavenly and true Nazarite.
我们愿意跟随他，我们盼望跟随他，我们也要有这样的心志。
And if we are willing to follow him, if we hope to follow him, we must also have the same desire in our hearts.
而且要警醒。
And we must be alert.
我想我最后还是用我上一次一开始用的那一个经节。
I think I will again read the verse that I started with last time.
约翰福音。
John.
当年轻的约翰
，This was John in his young age.
他第二天听见施洗约翰说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
”On the second day, he heard John the Baptist say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
那时候好像他没有特别反应。
At that time, he didn't seem to have much of a reaction.
但再次日就是第三日。
But again, the next day or the third day,
35节
verse 35.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples.
第一章对，36节，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。
”Verse 36, he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”
And Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What do you seek?"
他们说：“拉比，在哪里住？”
They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher. Where are you staying?
耶稣说：“你们来看。”
And he said to them, "Come and you will see."
他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。那时约有深阵。
And so they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour.
当他们看见这是神的羔羊的时候，他们就跟随耶稣了。
When they saw that this was the Lamb of God, they followed the Lord Jesus.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
年轻的约翰他跟随主。
John in his youth followed the Lord.
我们知道他当中也有失败。
We know that even he had his own failures.
但知道启示录第一章写的时候。
But until the time he wrote Revelation chapter 1.
当主日那日他在拔摩海岛的时候。
That Sunday he was on the island of Patmos.
第一章第九节
Revelation chapter 1 verse 9
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus
当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音，如吹号说
：“I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet.”
你所看见的，当写在书上，达于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、萨迪、贝拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会
，saying, "Write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches: to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira.” And to Sardis, and Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话，就转过来，就看见七个金灯台。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
这时候是不是年轻的约翰，是我们说年长的约翰。
It was no longer John in his youth, but John in his old age.
他被关在巴龙海岛。
He was imprisoned on the island of Patmos.
主日的时候，他在那里思念我们的主，思念弟兄姐妹。
On that Sunday, he was considering the Lord and considering brothers and sisters.
他突然听见声音。
And suddenly he heard the voice.
他转过身来。
And he turned around.
看见，好像灯台中间有一个人子。
And he saw in the middle of the lampstands one like a son of man.
年轻的时候，他向主耶稣说话，主耶稣转过身来。
When he was young, he spoke to Jesus, and Jesus turned around at him.
他年老的时候，主耶稣向他发声，他转过身来。And
when he was in his old age, he heard the voice of the Lord, and he turned around and saw.
我们知道主纪念他的忠心。
We know that the Lord has remembered his faithfulness.
主暂且把他先留在地上。
And the Lord at this point was allowing him to stay on the earth.
虽然那时候他曾经的同伴，他的弟兄们都到荣耀里去了。
Even though during that time, all of his brothers and sisters and companions had all gone to the Lord.
但是主要他留到最后，把约翰福音、约翰一二三书、启示录写下来。But
the Lord wanted him to stay on this earth so that he could write the Gospel of John, First, Second, and Third John, and also Revelation.
因为主有话要向教会说。Because
the Lord had words that he wanted to speak to the church.
哪里还有拿细耳人呢？
Are there still Nazarites?
无论羔羊往哪里去，我们都跟随。That
wherever the lamb goes, so we follow.
愿主在这个最末了的时间向我们说话。In
these last days, may the Lord speak to us.
也许我们前面就真的只剩两里路了。Perhaps
there's just a mile or two left.
那要来的就来了。And
that which is coming will come.
但愿我们真的是愿意。 好好跟随我们的主，跟随羔羊。May
we be willing to follow the Lord, to follow the Lamb.
哦，我们祷告。Let
us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。Lord,
we thank you and praise you.
但愿你自己的话不徒然往返。May
your words not return to you void.
主啊，若是不清楚的，若是不合适的，求主自己来过滤，来洁净。
There's anything that was unclear, if there was anything that was not proper, may you filter it.
但愿我们在你面前，在你回来的时候，我们是欢欢喜喜的迎接你的回来。But
for the day of your return, may we joyfully welcome you in your return.
也但愿现在在这个地上，真是有一批真拿细耳人，主啊，能够满足你的心意。
On this earth, may there be a group of Nazarites who truly fulfill your desire.
然后那个祝福能够临到全教会、全会众。
And that blessing may come upon the entire church, upon the entire congregation.
西安的贵族啊,
and the consecrated ones of Zion.
主啊, 也就是你所要的拿细耳人,
the Nazarites that you want.
在你的心里面是宝贵的。
They are so precious in your heart.
像那宝石一样贵重,
like those precious stones.
主啊, 这些都是建造耶路撒冷的材料。
Lord, these are all building materials for Jerusalem.
主啊, 但愿你还是怜悯我们, 也恩待我们。
Lord, may you be merciful and gracious to us.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give you all thanksgiving and praise.
感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Thank you, we praise you in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.